Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Tes Vav, and we are Yud Dalet Amid Beis by the two dots, a couple of lines up from the bottom. As we continue here in this first parak of Baba Kama, today is a jam-packed daf, many different Baba Kama topics that come up. We will try to touch on as many as we can in the time that we have. Okay, so let's start with Yud Dalet Amid Beis by the two dots Bifnei Beis Din. So the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, on the top of Yud Dalet Amid Beis, had the statements, the bullet statements, right, without sentences, as we mentioned back on Davav, that this first parak is a Tana Yerushalmi that speaks in Lishna Kalila. So the unusual type of Lashon, but says the Mishnah, Bifnei Bezdin. Right, we already spoke about Shum Kesef, that spoke about the evaluation that has to be done. We spoke about Shava Kesef, as we mentioned. What is that coming to exclude? What about Karka Vichulu? Now we have the next phrase, Bifnei Bezdin. What is Bifnei Bezdin coming to teach me? Says the Gemara, Yudalat Mabez Prat Lamocher Nechasav Yachar Kacholech Lebezdin, excluding a Mazik who sells his property before being told by court that he has to pay. So that is excluded, right? It has to be property Bifnei Bezdin, that is in front of Bezdin. Says the Gemara, Shvami Na Lava Umacher Nechasav Yachar Kachbala Bezdin Bezdin Govin Lo Mehen. What is this to tell me? What, if you have property, and then before Bezdin is b'chayev you to use it, to pay back your creditor, then if you sell it, then it's not collectible? That's not fair. Then Mazik had property, and he sold it. Well, you can extend this to loans also, that if somebody borrows money and then sells his possessions, that's against the whole principle of Shibudim. It's against the whole principle of going liens on loans at the time of the Chiv. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. It does not mean that it can't be collected from Shibudim, but it's talking about the type of Bezdin that is involved. Pra lebezdin hedyotos. What the Gemara Mishnah means by Bifnei Bezdin, it just means to exclude a Bezdin of hedyotos, which means, as Rashi says, third to last line, lahachi asa masdisan de Bezdin mumchin done in dine kanasas lo Bezdin hedyotos. It's in the context, in the cases under discussion that are categorized as knas, as we had earlier. What is the definition of knas? Remember, we had the Rashi earlier on the top of hey or dalit of hey aman aleph, the top Rashi, right, what the definition of a knas is. So all those knasos, as we know, are only collected by mumchin and not by hedyotos. That is what is discussed in the Gemara. If you look at Tosfos, second to last, Tosfos quotes Rashi and points out, even though the Mishnah has a lot of cases that are not about knasos, right? We're talking about nezek. Nezek is not a basic nezek would not be categorized as a knas. Tosfos says, Pirsh Bakutris, Rashi gives the nafkamina of knasos, but v'yalfa kavdabas tisun lo ayri b'knasos, l'manda amar tana sharla raglo mavelashino, meaning keren might be a knas, as we'll better talk about today. But if the Mishnah is not talking about specifically knasos, become makom mirames lanu atana b'masisan v'yafilu b'mili delo ayri b'reisha. In the general sense, we're talking about payments. You're right, specifically, the Mishnah might not be talking about knasos according to certain mandamars. Yes, we added on knasos. When we added on Rebbe Chia and Rebbe Oshia and Avdal and all the other Avos Tzikin. But it's good enough. It's payments that are connected. Some of them are knasos, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to. That when it comes to knasos, it's only when it comes to mumchen. Okay. Al pi edim. Edim are specifically needed when it comes to payment. So what is that talking about? So again, the Gemara relates it to knasos. What is this? Excluding prat, lamode b'knas, v'acharkach bo edim shehu pater. Excluding mode b'knas, if somebody admits, we know the principle is mode b'knas is pater. If somebody comes to court and says, I'm a ganav, he only has to pay the keren, he does not have to pay the kefel, because that's the principle of mode b'knas pater. What is the svara for that? Various svaras given by the mefarshim. Either A, because, the guy's doing tshuva. We try, this is a din d'oraisa. On a d'rabbanan level, we have a similar concept of takanas hashavim. In order to make it easier for somebody to do tshuva, so we don't make him, if he had stolen a board and built a house with it, we don't make him destroy his whole house, we let him pay back money. That's called takanas hashavim. We said that the people of Nineveh didn't rely on takanas hashavim, the Gemara says in Tainus. Either way, that's on a d'rabbanan level. But on a d'oraisa level, maybe it's ke'en d'oraisa, mode b'knas pater. If somebody's doing tshuva, we don't want to make it so difficult for them, then they won't do tshuva in the first place, and therefore, if somebody's admitting to what they did, So then we allow them to, so to speak, get away with less, and they don't have to pay the knas. That might only work, we'll better talk about that a little later, that might only work where he is obligating himself to something. Right? Sometimes there are knasos that if you admit to it, you're not going to pay anything. So then it's a little harder to say that. If you have to pay double, and instead by admitting you only have to pay single, okay. But if you're going to have to pay A, and instead of paying that, you're going to pay zero, so we're also going to allow you, you're doing tshuva, that's a little bigger of a chiddush, maybe we'd say it there too, right, shloshim shalevet, or any of the other knasos that we know, so we'll see, chatzi nezek is discussed, but either way, that's one svara from Oda B'Knas. The other svara suggested is a more formal legal svara, and that is that knas must be mechuyav al yidei bezdin. Right, that's the din d'araisa. Marshiu yarshiuhu achirim, velo marshia es atzmo. That's the halacha. Now, nothing to do with being nice to him and that he wants to do tshuva. No, personally, he is coming to court, and knas has to be inflicted. Right, it's you can have that similar to a punishment. A punishment. Sometimes a child will say, "Okay, fine." And the child will know that they deserve to be punished, or consequences, they'll do it himself. But it's not the same as if the parent is the one that not inflicts, but ensures that occurs and comes up with a plan. So that's a din d'oraisa. Knas has to be given by Bezdin and not created by someone. And if someone does it, they jump the gun, that undermines the creation of Knas. Well, my nafkamina, well, maybe the nafkamina could be the following case. Let's continue reading the Gemara. Hani Chalamanda Amar, so you're telling me that what's excluded in the Mishnah, even if Edom come after he admitted. So is that what's the svar for that? Should we say that the Patur continues? So Hani Cha, what if somebody sees Edom going into court, so he runs in before them and says, "Ah, I did it. Because he wants to be modest. So does that work? That's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, but here it's quoted without names. So, the mission is saying that you're pater in that case. Hani chalamanda amar, modi beklaz v'akach bo'edim pater. That works if you hold pater even in that case. Everybody agrees modi beklaz pater. But there's a machlokas, what about modi beklaz v'akach bo'edim? Do you still say pater there? So if you say pater there, so then you understand what's being excluded from the Mishnah. But if you say you're chayiv in that case, then that cannot be what's excluded in the Mishnah, because we say chayiv in that case. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So the Gemara is going to say if it's strichlei. Really, you're right. The line of al pi edim is not being mechadish anything. What the Mishnah is coming to teach me is b'nei chorin u'b'nei bris. It's teaching me the next line, which the Gemara will get into in a couple of minutes. Good. Just first one or two haras on this sugya. There is a machlokas between the ksos and the nesivus. How far do you take this line of modi b'kras v'achkarcha bo'edim? The ksos has a chiddush that this is totally on kol bezdin v'bezdin. Modi b'kras v'achkarcha bo'edim has to do with each and every bezdin. If somebody goes into edim come into another court, not the one that the person was modi in, so then he'll be chayiv. Even if you say Modi Bakras Vachra Boydim Pater, that's only in one Bezdin. Ikra Dahai Milsa says the Ksos in Simon Shin Nun. Kivan Dahat Torah Amra Asher Yashin Elohim Pratla Marshias Atzmo. Rather, the Torah says the Elohim, the judges have to be Marshia you, and not yourself. Ein Hadavar Talui Elo Ba'oso Bezdin. Shadonin Oso Achshav. It's totally on these Elohims. V'imbo edim v'he'idu alav bebezdin v'lo gomru es hadin oso habezdin uba v'toveya oso lefnei bezdin acher umode lefneihem havi lemode beknas. Right, if they go in front of another one, mode beknas. Right, if reruns ubeidina kamoi shebo edim ala knas shaper mechayvin oso v'chein lehefech, this is what we were just saying, mode beknas lefnei bezdin sue mechayvin oso afilu bo edim acharkach. You go by each and every bezdin. Mode beknas, says the ksos, doesn't mean that the chiv has dissipated. It's no longer there. No, it's just that he jumped the gun. This bezdin cannot be mechayev because we already know it in this bezdin. But he didn't potter himself totally. Elo shei mechayev in oso. It's a din that you can't be mechayev him based on his own admittance. It doesn't mean that he has now transformed this and he'll never be chayev. So therefore, in another bezdin says ksos, they can't be mechayev him. Kivin tekfar hishias asmo ubezdin hasheni shav mechayev noso. That's the ksos. The nesiva says, I don't know what you're talking about. Nesiva says, once he's mode, he's mode. So again, that machlokes. There's machlokes Rav and Shmuel in the din itself, and now you have machlokes on top of that. What does it go by each and every bezdin separately, or does it go by no? Once he's mode, he not only is potter, but he is poter. Right, it's a difference. It's not only a din of the deceivist would say. It's not only a din of not obligating himself with this, which is what the Ksos would say, but it's that saying this removes his obligation in this regard, which is a more mechudash din regarding this this chiyuv. There is, just to mention, al pidrush. There are those that talk about it. If you look in the Biurei Chasidus Lashas, the one volume, which we do every couple of months, one thought, quotes there from the Toldos Aharon. Lachein anu omrim vidui b'chol yom, kadei liftar atzmenu min ha'onesh. Mode v'knas pater. So every day, right, whether it's the Nusach Svard, Ashamnu Baganus, or even the Nefilos Apayim, it's kind of we're misvada. Right, v'yim tomar, v'halo bo edim kodim hoda. I edim, right, when we do the Avera. So, edim elab sulam heim. Heim sonim osanu v'sonim pasol edus. All the Makatrigim that are created by our Averis, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, you know, they hate us, and Sony is Pasol Eidah, so don't have to worry about them, it's just Mo'ed Dibiknas. That's one. But I once heard another pshat, we mentioned this in a Parsha Shir a number of years ago, that Mo'ed Dibiknas, we're admitted, we do tshuva, but Yachakach Bo Eidim, after 120, there's going to be Eidim. So who do we paskin like? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says, Mo'ed Dibiknas, Vachas Bo Eidim Yerchayef. Rav is Mekel. Who do we paskin like? So, if we pass it like Shmuel, we're in trouble. Mode b'klad b'achav o'idim is chayiv. Right, and that's alluded to in the pasuk of mi yichya mi sumo'el, pasuk I think in Balak, mi yichya mi Shmuel, mi yichya mi Shmuel, who can live if we pass it like Shmuel? Adar of Jewish. But Baruch Hashem v'salachti la'avoni ki ravu. Because Baruch Hashem, we pass it like Rav, we would follow Rav in this regard, and therefore, Mode Beknas, Akabo Eidim would still be part of the Torah, would continue to exist. Okay, that's all there are, Drush. Okay, why did we continue? So the Gemara says that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the next few words. B'nei Chorin u'B'nei Bris. What are they teaching us? B'nei Chorin, free, Limute Avadim, excluding Avadim. Avadim, Eved Kinani cannot be an aid. B'nei Bris, Limute Ovdei Kochavim. And B'nei Bris means you can't have an Ovdei Kochavim be an aid either. If you look in the Rambam paskins like this halacha, but interestingly, he adds in. You know, let's just finish the two dots, and then let's say the Rambam. Says the Gemara, B'nei Bris, Limute Ovdei Kochavim. Sorry, Vitzricha, you need both. You need to teach me that Avadim are excluded and Ovdei Kochavim are excluded. If we only excluded it, said that an Eved is excluded, an Eved has no Yachas. An Eved Kenani is not related to anyone. Right? That's what we say. That's why he's not to be given a new slate. But a non-Jews have yuchsin, they have halachas of gili arayis, they have a dinim of ishus, different than Jews, but they have a dinim of ishus. Same alo, you might have said that they are not totally excluded. Somehow, maybe yachas has something to do with edus. V'yashmina nachri mishum doloshach mitzvos. But if you say that a nachri is excluded, maybe that's only because they're excluded mufka from all mitzvos, besides the sheva mitzvos. The seven categories. Aval eved d'shach b'mitzvah same alo. But an eved kenani who's chayv in mitzvahs ki'isha, maybe they are more included in this parsha of edus. Srichas, that's why you need both exclusions, that of goy and that of eved kenani. Okay, back to the Rambam. The Rambam says, Inuchl niske mamon, perek ches halacha yud gimel. Ein hanizokin mishtalman, ve'ein chayavin bekofer, ve'ein habehema neheregas, ela beraya brura, ube'edim aksherim lahaid. You don't pay nezek, important for us, unless you have clear-cut testimony. Shalotomar! Don't say, the Rambam says, Ho'il ve'ein mitsuyin bo'uryos ha-susim, uberefes ha-bakar, v'gidros ha-tzon, ela ha-avadim v'haroim v'chayosi bohen. Where did a lot of damage take place? In the stables, in the farms. So who's mostly there? The avadim, those types of people. So you might say, well, if they're the ones that are always there, maybe those are the ones we should trust in Hilchas Eidos. If they come and say, yeah, I know Reuven's ox gored Shomin lahem, o im heidu ktanim o nashim, sha'adam ze chaval azeh, o heidu shar nezikin somchen alayin. You might think, because that's what we need to do, ein adavar kein, not true. Elo la'olam, ein lechayvin mamon al pi edim achiyu edim ksherim lahayin, shari duyos, v'yaidu bebezim v'yachayvu bezim amazik l'shalim. So, the Rambam is telling you what the Havamin is. Why would you tell them what's the Havamina? What do you have a special, and what do you have a special Gzeiras HaKasav here? Special, like Gzeiras HaKasav, a special din of the Mishnah here. Because you might have said that these are the ones that are normally around in these cases. So therefore you might trust them. Kamash Malan, we don't do that. There is, we mentioned this months ago, I think somewhere in Maseches Gittin, interesting parallel discussion in the Achronim. Well, we start with the Trumas Hadeshen. Where we saw Israelin in the second to last Tshuva. Why is the Trumas Hadeshen called the Trumas Hadeshen? Nothing to do with Avoda or Hakrava and the Beis HaMikdash. There are 354 tshuvas, Gematria Deshen, in the Trumas HaDeshen. This is the Truma he's giving to Klal Yisrael, the Deshen, 354 tshuvas. So in Tshuva 353, the second to last Tshuva, he discusses, and there's a Machlokes, HaScholars, whether the Trumas HaDeshen wrote his own tshuvas or he was really asked the questions. Either way, it doesn't matter. He is one of the basic sources that almost every tshuva of the Trumas HaDeshen is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a tremendous source for halacha of Ashkenaz. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, Leah v'Rachel cholkin b'shul mekomos b'beis haknesa shel nashim. There's a fight in the women's section. Leah and Rachel both say, this is my seat. There's a fight there. Vehevia Leah shtei nashim shamakomos shalahein. Leah brought. Well, who's going to know where people sit in the women's section? Hopefully, not the men, right? So, who's she going to bring a ride? So she brings two of her friends who've been sitting next to her for 10 years. This other woman is saying, "V'Rachel hevia ish echad meir shamakomos shalahein." So Rachel brings a man, and Leah brings two women. Eze edus adifa tfei d'shtei nashim o shalish echad. Or do you say that, what's the man looking at the women's section for? Maybe he's apostle. I don't know. But it says the Trumas HaDeshen. Tshuva. No, there could be ways that men can know specific about the women's section also. I shouldn't say that. But anyway, says the Trumas HaDeshen. Yireh tahaydina b'cheskas hamekomos talya milsa. Kamosha avayr. Depends on the chazaka. Im muchzekas leia bahani mekomos. V'rachel asis la'afuke mina. If leia is the muchzekas, ein leia tzricha filu shvua lachisha eishal rachel. If Leah is the muchzekes, then she doesn't have to do anything. What, an eid echad? Kam l'shvua? No. V'yafa gav de rov ga'onim pasku. Din shvua and shvua d'rabanan afilu ala karkos. Hacha hoel v'isla l'leya shtei nashim me'idos kidvareha p'tura. Her cheskas makom with her two friends win. V'yafa gav de ba'alma ein eidus isha klum. And even though normally women are excluded, b'nidon zeh, de'inhu regili l'meidak tfei me'anashim mehemninan luhu shapir. You quote it, and she's trusted. Ah, let me bring you a raya. So you might say, our Gemara is exactly the opposite. But he brings our Gemara as a raya. V'nir lavi raya la, de'mehemninan l'anashim ki agavna, me'hadamrinan parakama de'babakama, seifet shrichalei v'chulu v'chulu. And the Rambam, he quotes our Rambam. So he says, the Rambam is explaining why Nezek is different. It's a special din by Nezek, the Rambam seems to say. The Rambam is not saying in general, Nirin Dvarim Shal Rambam, Shirotza Lassis Tam, Lama Hutzrachu Lagabi Nezikin, Lahotzi Abadim Vichnachrim, Michlal Eidus, Tfei Mikala Tarakula. The Milta the Pshita Eid, the Psulam Eidus. Why is the Rambam telling us this here? We know that Pasal Eidus. No, you might have said that we'll trust them. Kvash Balan by Nezek, they're not trusted. V'yadayiv aval nashim v'ktanim v'chulu v'chulu. Bahashta kiva de shamina and min hatana de svara lomar de kolecha de absulim shrichi tvei menakshayim yesh lahakshir absulim avagav de masa gatana de lo nishrinhu islamemer hani mili gabe nezikin mishum di hem ninu imkain, if you would believe them by Nezek, lo shavik chaya lechol birya, everybody would go good, every goslin in the world, to testify for him, and they won't care. The call chashid gazlon yaskir avadim o nachrim o yifatin nashim oktanim sheidu lo shachaveiro behemas chaveiro hiziko bekufmana. And he continues, special did by Nezek. But by elsewhere, we would trust him. That is the Truba Sadeshin, and it's the second to last Truba. And again, on the footnotes, he quotes here all of the other related issues of the Sma and the Shach, where many of the Truba Sadeshins are quoted somewhere on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Okay, what's the Ein Lo Chayas, the fact that Avadim Ein Lo Chayas, we mentioned in the past in Haggadah Shiurim, that's maybe the emphasis of why we focus on family at the Seder, the Shemen HaTov suggests. Because Avadim have no family. And we do a lot at the Seder to show that we are B'nei Chorin. And that's why the mitzvah is V'gata L'bincha, and that's why there's a focus more on family on that night than any other night of the year, halachically, because of the reflection that we want to make with our actions of that we are free of, we are B'nai Charon, as we do many activities and behaviors that night to show that. Okay, says the Gemara of Anashim B'chal HaNezek, women are also included in the Nezek, the next line of the Mishnah. So Minan Emili, how do you know that? So the Gemara quotes three different sources. Amar Yehuda Marav, often, right, you see on the side, this comes up six other times in Shas, this is number seven. The Gemara always puts these three sources together. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Achein Tana Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Kra, Ki Ish O Isha, Ki Yasu Mikol Chatos Adam. Then a woman does any Chatos Adam, last week's Parsha, whenever anyone sins, they have to do Vidui. Man and woman have to do Vidui. Hishva Kasav Isha La Ish, Lachal Onshin Shabbat Torah. That pasuk is talking about averas that were done, and Vidui that needs to be said. That pasuk compares men and women to all punishments in the Torah. Tzvei Rabbi Elazar Tana, the Eile HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lefnehem, pasuk in Shvos, in Mishpatim, Hishva Kazav Yishel Ish Lachol Dinim Sheva Torah. That's talking about halachas, Mishpatim, put in front of them, in front of men, in front of women. Tzvei Chizkiya, V'Rabbi Yossi Aglili Tana, Omar Kra, V'Hemis Ish O Isha, Hishva Kazav Yishel Ish Lachol Miso Sheva Torah. Right, talking about the case where there is dinei nefashos involved. So three sources comparing men and women in terms of halacha. But tzrichi, and you need all three sources. The yeshbina kamaisa, if you only had the first one in terms of onshin and vidui, hasam hu dechas rachmana alei, ki heche detevi la kapara, maybe only there women are included, because we want men and women equally to be able to have kapara, and an onesh is kapara, brings kapara, that's where they're included. Aval dinin, but by going to court, ish debar masu maton in ishalo. Maybe women are not involved in masu maton. Right? Kamash malon, they are. V'yeshvinan dinin, if you only had source two. Kihecha detevi lachayusa. Because they have to, it's achat. They have to have life. They have to, people rip them off, and it's business, and it's basic sustenance. Of course, men and women are equal. Aval kapara, but maybe a kapara is related to the chiyuv in all mitzvos. Ish de bar mitzvah in, isha de laf bas mitzvah lo. Maybe only a man who is included in all mitzvos, right, would be included in these. So kamash v'la not, that's why we need the first two sources. The es minan hani tarti, and if we only had the first two, hachamishum kapara v'hachamishum chiyusa, so maybe those respective reasons. Aval inyan ktala ish bar mitzvah lishlim kofer isha lo. Again, kofer might be a formal type of payment. After all, some suggest. After all, kofer, the payment for an animal killing a person, that's not paying for the value of the person. There is no value for a person. Person's value is infinite. The fact that there's a payment is an arbitrary punishment or an arbitrary payment that has to be done by the owner of the animal. So it's not the value of the person, so maybe that's also a type of chiyuv that's only on men and not women. So, kamash malan, we need source number three. The yeshvin and kofer, and if you only had case number three, source three, mishum deika ibn neshama. Well, maybe only there, because the stakes are so high. It has to do with life and death. Avalhani tarti deleka ibn neshama imalo. But the first two, maybe not. Tzricha, that's why we need all three sources to teach me that men and women are equal in terms of all of these halachas. Good. Tosfos in the middle of Tosfos Asher. Tosfos brings in, oh, men and women are equal regarding all these halachas of dinim. And what about the Mishnah in Meseches Nida? On Daf Mem Tes, Kol HaKasher Ladun, Kasher LaHa'id, V'Isha P'sula LaHa'id. Right? What do you mean? Oh, they're equal in 12. Dinim Shabbat Torah, Eid Shabbat Torah. the Mishnah excludes, the Mishnah need that excludes women from kasher ladun, kasher lahayd. But that's not true. So the Gemara says, v'yishlomar, maybe that's talking about within men. Any man who is kasher ladun, kasher lahayd. And if any man is not kasher ladun, lav kasher lahayd. But then Tosfos gets into the fun question of, what about Devorah? Devorah, the only shofetes that we had, say for Shoftim, they're all Shoftim, except Devorah, is the shofetes. Devorah and Barak ben Avinoam, and the Shiras Devorah. So, how did she judge? How was she shofetes? Tosfos asks this in a few places in Shas. Right here is one of them. Vi shofta es Yisrael, right? How did she do that? So Tosfos here answers, Shema hayu makablin osa aleihem mishum shchina. They saw that she was special. They realized it, and they were makabel. Just like the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, you could makabel bali dinah, you could makabel anybody. Right? Neman and Eli Abba, Neman Eli Avicha, Neman Eli Shalosh Arai Bakar, you could makabel anybody. They were makabel. Right? She was the best at what she was there for, and therefore she was they were makabel, and that's why it worked. If you look in the Maariz Chayis here, on this day of Tosfos, v'hinei hadin mevuar, says they were makabel al pi hashchina. What does it mean? They had a sign that they knew that they were supposed to be makabel? Ask the Maariz Chayis, asur lachem lachacham ladunu lahoras al pi hanevuah. How could you have any type of prophecy or basko, lo bashamayim hi? Right, this relates to that whole suya. Ask the Maariz Chayis. Right, but isn't it? It's a problem. Tichsev lo bashamayim, ve'ela mitzvot shein rasha lechadish ever me'ata, ein mashkichin v'baskol, v'yim kein, heichi haisa rashoi ladun api adibur. How is that? So he says, well, it's no worse than, like what we just said, kiblu alei abba avicha, it's no worse than that. Right? Anybody, you want to be makabel. You don't, again, lo bashamayim means that we don't judge halacha based on that, but if they want to, if they agree to it, then why not? That's the Maariz Chayis. A little difficult, you know. One might say the Maariz Chayis. What's the principle of lo bashamayim hi? What's the principle of not passing from a baskol and that whole type of sugya? That's in terms of a specific halacha. Don't listen to the baskol says patur chayiv tameh. Like all the Gemaras here, maybe what Tosfos means is that there was a. Some type of sign that this is the most roy person to judge, but they're going to judge based on halacha. They're not going to judge and decide things based on a baskol or bashamayim. So it could be that this is not exactly the same thing as all those other cases. Those other cases are telling us what we should paskin. There's a machlokas. Rabbi Elazar b'Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar's right. Paskin like that. This is okay. Dvorah's right. No, Dvorah has the authority to be the leader of the Jewish people in terms of legal issues. Right, so that's what the Baskel is saying. And then she's possibly based on... So again, it's similar, but you might have distinctions between this case and other cases. There are other answers given to this. If you look at Tosfos and Maseches Nida on Daf Nun, right, based on that, commenting on the Mishnah there in... on Daf Mem Tes Mem Beis. Tosfos quotes other answers. He says, Lo Aisa Dana Ella... Milamede. Whenever I say he and Tosfos, it really means they. Obviously, it's one of the Bali Tosfos. Inami lo haisa dana ella milamedes lahem hadinim. Maybe she wasn't really a shofetes. She was a teacher. Shofetes means the leader, and she taught everyone, and she was the best teacher. But she wasn't actually a dayan. That's another answer given by Bali Tosfos. Okay, a couple of other answers given. Other Bali Tosfos split Apia Dibur and Kiblu Avayu. That's two different answers. Either way, but it's fascinating. If you look in the Aruch Laner by over there by Nida, and we have an Aruch Laner of Yaakov Ettlinger on a couple of Masechtas. So if you look there on Nida, he says all of the answers of Tosfos are alluded to in the Pasuk by Dvorah. When it says Dvorah Eishes Lapidos, Eisha Neviah, right, one of the seven Neviyos, Eishes Lapidos, he shofta es Yisrael bo eis hahi, v'hi yoshev es tachas tomar Dvorah ben Aram o ben Har Ephraim, v'yalu eilev b'nei Yisrael l'mishpat. Every phrase in that pasuk Chazal Darshan, yoshev es tachas tomar Dvorah, remember the Gemara in Megillah, that she didn't have Yichud, right, she sat out in public under a tree, and it says vehi shofetes. He shofta. You don't need the word he shofta. And you don't need vaya'alu eleha la mishpat. What do you mean vaya'alu eleha? She was there, obviously, if she was shofetes. Vaya'alu. What does that mean? They accepted her. They went up to her. Right? He shofetes. She, it was a hurrah shah. It was a piyadibur. He goes through each one of the answers of Tosas throughout Shas and points out how it is alluded to in the pasuk by Devorah. Got a lot to talk about there, but obviously we know 7 Nevios, 48 Nevi'im. The 7 Nevios are Beferish. Chazal tell us who those 7 Nevios were in Megillah. Who the 48 Nevi'im were are not listed in the Gemara. And that's why there are a couple of individual men that there's a machlokas about. You have the Rashi's version there and the Gruz version there. Who is specifically a Navi? The Gemara talks about specific ones. The Gemara at the beginning of Megillah, right? Daf Gav Gimel or so, contrasts Hanani Mishal Vazariah with Daniel. You know, who is greater? You know, they were Nevi'im and he wasn't a Navi. Daniel's in Ksuvim. Daniel's not a Nevi'im. And we discussed in the past what's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. There's difference b'mahutam. Navi is from the word niv svatayim, to express something with the lips. They were nevuas given over to say to Klal Yisrael. That's the definition of a Navi. But Ksuvim, it was nitan lichtov, and to learn from what was written. That's where Shechter has the beautiful piece in one of his Sfarim, where he says, the other Gemara Megillah, that the source for Tanakh is from the pasuk of Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer. That teaches us Tanakh. Zos is Torah. Why is Zos Torah? Because Zos always, like Zeh. Zeh, saying the word Zeh always represents clarity. Zeh Hadavar. Right, whenever there's the word Zeh in the Torah, Chazal always darshan, it means to be able to point to it and say Zeh. Right, B'neinu Zeh, the Betzor Mora, the parents have to point to the son. Zeh Hadavar, Rashi, beginning of Matos, says that it reflects Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. Zeh versus Ko, because Zeh reflects clarity, that's the Torah. Torah's Moshe's clarity, different type of content than all other Nevuos, that's why Zos is Torah. Zikaron, Zecher, Chazal always darshan is Lahazkir. Right, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos. You have to make Kiddush, Lahazkir, not just to remember, but to mention. Zachar is Asher HaSalacha Amalek. Lahazkir Amalek, to mention Amalek. Remembering through saying it. That's why Nevuah has to be said over. Zat Zikaron. Basefer, that's Ksuvim. Right, and that's all of the third category. So, in terms of Nevi'im versus Ksuvim, that's an important point. We discussed this also in our Akdama to Navi Shirim, those who are fans of the Navi Shir. We just finished a Nevi'im Rishonim, Beth Hashem. After the summer, we'll be picking up with Yishayahu. But again, we discussed this in the Hakdama to Nevi'im, the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Hanizak. There's other issues here, but maybe just to mention one more, 30 seconds. And that is, men and women, the whole discussion of a woman being a shofetes, achronim, or starts with Rishonim. Rabbeinu Peretz here discusses, just a question, tips us off to a major sugya, and then we'll continue. Rabbeinu Peretz discusses, v'im tomar, lama likro l'rubinu. We have a pasuk to include women in all of these halachas. Tepeklei, mi de'itzach kro l'mutinu me'edus, al m'shaychi b'dayanim. Right, from the fact that there's a pasuk to exclude them from Eidus, so obviously they're included in everything else. You need a pasuk to include them in Dayanim. That's what Tosa says. Right, what do you mean? They're really excluded based on the Mishnah in Nida. And the Bali Tosa continued. But the Rabbeinu Peretz discusses the fact that they're excluded based on a pasuk. Wouldn't that mean that they're included in everything else? Why would we have thought otherwise? So he gives an answer. One way to answer the question that Achronim suggests is that maybe the pasuk isn't just telling me, oh, they're excluded by Edom. It's going one step further. Not just that they can't be an Ed, but they aren't Edom. There is a chiddush that the Tumim, it's known as the chiddush of the Tumim, Rav Yonos and Eibeshitz, says that there are 6 people that aren't pasul, but they're just not. Chereshot the katan eved isha akum. Right, those 6 individuals aren't pasul edim. If I come to court with an animal, let's say 2 edim and a horse come to court, do we throw them out of court because nimsa echad karavo pasul edusan betela? The horse is pasul, so you're all out. No, a horse is not part of the group. It's not a horse isn't a pasul aid. A horse is not an aid. So halachically, says the, obviously on a different level, but it's just a mushel, halachically, certain people don't get to the stage of being part of the group in order to passel. Chereshota katan, if I bring a two-year-old to court, what, that's a passel aid? Of course not. So again, there are people who are mufka from that type of halachic category. And therefore, maybe that's what the pasuk's teaching me by excluding Edim, not just step one, step two. So step one might be they're also excluded from other areas of halacha, and that's why you need the pasuk to include them. Weiter. Hanizak v'mazik v'tashlumin. Itmar. Okay, these dafim are just full. Itmar, here we go. Shas topic. And major, but here is the source for it. Palganizka. When we talk about Karen Tom paying chatzi nezek, so there are three or four major parts of the Karen sugya. Here is one of them. When we say Karen pays half by Tom, Rapapa Amar Mamona, Rafuna Breder of Yeshua Amar Knasa. Is that what we call Palganizka Knasa or Palganizka Mamona? What's the Nafgamina? So Rashi's Nafgamina is Mode Biknas. That's always the Nafgamina by Knasas. That's a Rashi's Mode Biknas. The Menachas Chinuch discusses what we alluded to before. Do you say Modeh B'Knas in a case where you're not being mechayev yourself in anything? So that's, but Rashi uses that nafkamina, Modeh B'Knas. So Rav Papa Amar Mamona, Rav Papa says the half that you pay by short time is Mamon. What does that mean? Really, you're not being fined. You should pay. Ksavar stam shvaram lav v'cheska shimer kaimin. Really, regular oxen are assumed to be wild. Meaning, you should have to guard them. Ubedinu debaylo shlomei kule. Really, you should pay the whole. You should pay nezek shalem. The Torah has Rachmanus on you. Look, your ox hasn't been warned yet. You haven't been warned yet. And therefore, we have Rachmanus on you. And therefore, but really, you should pay the whole thing. So that even the half that you're paying is called Mamon. That's not called Knas. Interesting that the language of the Gemara is Lo Yayid Ture. His ox hasn't been warned yet. Shouldn't it say the owner hasn't been warned yet? What, the ox? Oh, now I'm gonna watch myself. So it sounds like what we mentioned 2 days ago from Reb Chaim, that the shibud of Shor Tam is different than all other shibudim in the world. All other shibudim are first on the person and then on the property, as a function of being part of the person. Shibud of Shor Tam is on the animal. It's a special din on the animal, whatever that means. But that's the language of the Gemara. Lo yai turei. So you might just say that means he hasn't been warned regarding his ox. Not what the Gemara says. Lo yayit ture, his ox hasn't been warned yet. Not that we think an ox is a bardas, but it's just formulated in that way to illustrate the difference in the type of shibud. So we have Rachmanis. Interesting, the Rishonim, the Shimon Gebetz here says, we don't have Rachmanis on the, like, Shein and Regel. We don't have Rachmanis on all the other ones. Just special Karen Tom. Interesting why that would be. Whether the Sfarah would apply, but either way, Lamaisa does not. But that's Rav Papa. Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Amar Knasa. Really, Palganezek is Knas. Ksovar Stam Shvarim Becheska Shimer Kaimi. Really, Stam Shvarim are Becheska Shimer. You could assume that they are guarded. Ubedinhu Delolishalim Klau. Really, he should pay nothing. Because it's like an ones. Uverachmanu Dekanse. The Torah finds him Kihechi Delintere Leture. We want him to be extra careful and guard his ox. We never like to say that there's a machlokas in Metzius. Right, this is a machlokas about oxen, behavior of oxen. Right, are oxen, you know, wild or not? So the way that there is always to get out of machlokas and metzias is to say there's a certain percentage, there's a certain level of wildness to the ox, and the machlokas is whether that's acceptable as an ones or no. You have to be worried about that percentage, right? A mir hamatsui, whatever it's called. So you don't have to say it's a machlokas and metzias. Okay, that's the machlokas. Now we discuss that machlokas with Rayas. Tanan. So back to our Mishnah. Hanizak v'hamazik b'tashlumin. Last three words of our Mishnah. The nizak and the mazik both have to bear the brunt of the tashlumin. So bishlam alaman damar palganis kamamona. So you understand that according to this opinion, why hainu d'shayach nizak b'tashlumin. You understand how the nizak bears the brunt. He's losing half of what he should get. He should get the whole thing, and he's only getting half. Elo lamanda amar palganizka knasa, but according to the manda amar, that it's knas. So the nizik should get zero, and he's getting extra. So hashta delavdi day shakil, but tashlumin isa. How could the Mishnah say that he's included in the brunt of the tashlumin? He's even getting more than he's supposed to get. So the Gemara says, "Lo nitzrocha el lapachas nevela." Maybe it's referring to pachas nevela, which means the depreciation of the animal in between the time of death and the time of avada b'din. That's what the nizik has to bear. The mazik only has to pay the difference between what it was worth before the nezik and what it was worth at the time of the nezik. But if it depreciates after that, it's on the nizik. So Gemara says, "Pachas nevela." Hatana le'resha. We already learned that earlier. Tashlume nezek mila meisha bailim etavlim benevela. We already learned that back on Daf Yud. Says the Gemara, "Chade betam v'chade bemuad." You need that idea that the nizik is metapel both by tam and muad. Vitzricha, why? As follows. The Yeshmina Tam, if you only learn by Tam that the Nizik is a responsible, Mishum Da'akati Lo Yayin, we have Rachmanis on the Mazik. He hasn't been warned yet, and therefore, you know, let the Nizik be Metapel Binavela. Avo Ben Mu'ad, Avo Ben Mu'ad, maybe we'll say, no, the Mazik has to do it. It's his fault. That's why we need one. The Yeshmina Mu'ad, Mishum Da'akam Mishalad Kule. Hey, he's giving you everything. The least you could do is just be Metapel Binavela. You're getting Nezik Shalem. Aval Tam, Emalo. But by Tam, maybe we'll say, well, you're only paying half, so maybe the Mazik has to do it. Tzricha, that's why you need both. Okay, Mishnah solved. Tashma, next try. Now we're going to bring Mishnayis from later on. First, Bezrah on tomorrow's daf. Tashma, Ma Be Tam Lamuad. What is the difference between Tam and Muad? Shatam, Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, Migufo. Umuad, Mishalim Nezek Shalim, Mino Aliyah. We have to talk about, is that one difference or two differences? Pashas is two differences. Number one, how much you pay, half or whole. Number two, from what do you pay? That is, Tom is migufo, maximum is his value, right? And muad is min ha'aliyah, even above what he is worth. That's what the Mishnah says. V'im isa, but if it's true that palga nizka is knasa, so listi namiha. There's another difference. Tam ena mishalim al piyatzmo, muad mishalim al piyatzmo. Right, like the nafkamina that Rashi alluded to before. Modip knas. Isn't that a difference? So why doesn't the Mishnah say that there? So the Gemara said, even before we answer, just keep in mind, there is a rivid, which is very difficult. The Rashba quotes, it's later on in the Daf Lamed Gimel, the Rashba quotes it. The rivid seems to be before she gets this Gemara. The Ravid says that Keren, Tam, is different than other Knossos. So that's true. We're going to see differences. But the Ravid says, one difference is, Modip Knas by Keren Tam is still going to be Chayiv. Which is Mamish against the Gemara. Right? So how could the Ravid say that? The Rashba again quotes this Ravid. It's a great Ravid for Lumdis, but it's against the Gemara. The Ravid, this later on. The Rashba quotes this Ravid. V'yafal gav de knasu v'leka edin agicha modi b'knas pater lo dummy hai knasu l'shar knasus. Tahacha karna hu de mishalem ubeidina ki mode zil shlim amrinam le. V'koshken di devas lo mafkinem inay. Says the Rashba, v'lo yaradati l'sof daito shal arav. De palga nizka l'manda amar knasu hu ha'amrinam le'el shili perakama di bodem e'miftar. V'divri arav tzarech li iyun. So we'll have to get back to that. How we work out that Rivet. The Stipler talks about it here a little bit. If you want to look it up, for now, Simon Chavav. But anyway, so why isn't that difference mentioned? Modi Beknas, Tana Vishir. Okay, left out doesn't say all the differences. My Shir, the High Shir. What else is left off the list? Right, you can't say one is left out. You need at least two. Shir Chatzi Kofer. Chati kofer, Rahman al-Islan, if somebody's animal kills a person, they have to pay kofer. What if their shirt Tom kills a person? So they have to pay half kofer? So Gemara is assuming no, they pay zero. So kofer is an afkamina. So kofer is left off the list. Joseph Leib Modibaknaz is left off the list. My shir, the high shir, chati kofer. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya. That's not a good precedent. Imishim chati kofer, laf shiruhu. Maybe that's not left off the list because it's not true. Hamani Rabbi Yosei Glilihi Darmar Tam Mishalim Chatzi Kofer. Maybe the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yosei Glilihi who says that a Tam does pay Chatzi Kofer, so therefore it's difficult to say that there's only one left off the list. Okay, the Gemara leaves it and goes on to the next Raya. Tashma says the Gemara, I'll bring you a couple of questions from the Mishnah in Ksubis, the end of Eilan Aris. Hey, Ms. Shori es Ploni. Oh, Shor es Ploni. Somebody comes to court and says, my ox killed Ploni or killed the ox of Ploni. Hareza Mishalim Alpiyatzmo. Right, he pays Alpiyatzmo, because that is not. So, what is that referring to? So, Maila Betam, isn't that talking about Tam? And therefore, that shows that Palganiska Mamona. Lo b'muad, maybe it's talking about muad, and that's where you're going to be chayev. Avo b'tamai, what b'tam, what would you say? Hachanami de'in reshalam api'atzmo. B'tam would not pay, Moshe b'knas would be putter. So yachi, if that's true, adetani seifa, so instead of the seifa of that Mishnah, why does the Mishnah bring in a new case? Hey, Mishorius, avdo shoploni, ein reshalam api'atzmo. Why does the Mishnah bring in a new factor of eved, liflo v'lisni b'didei? Why don't you be machalik within the first case? But medvar mamurim, when do you say that a person is chayiv for their animal bimuad avo betam ena mishal mapiyatzmo? The Gemara always asks this type of question, right? Why do you bring in factor B when you can be machalik within factor A? So Gemara says kula bimuad kamairi. No, the Mishnah is talking about muad. Period. We're not talking about tam. We're talking about muad. You know, we'd rather that's the category. Tam is a new category. So therefore, we just go to Evan. Tashma, so let's try to prove it from the next line of that Mishnah. Ze'aklal, kol mishalam yosar mishehizik, ena mishalam apiyatzmo. Anyone who pays more than what he damaged does not pay apiyatzmo. That's a knas. So my love, shouldn't we be medayik kapachas b'mashehizik mishalim? Only more is a knas. But if you ever pay less than what you damaged, you would pay, right? Again, that sounds like mamona. Lo, no, be medayik hakama shehizik mishalim. Only if you pay exactly as you damaged, you'd pay. Avo pachos mai, but more or less. Hachanami de lo mishalim. You wouldn't pay. So the Gemara says again, ihachi, same type of question. Adetani, instead of saying zaklal, kol mishalim yosar meshizik, and mishalim abiyatzmo, which is misleading, right, just to say more, listeni, zaklal, kol she'ena mishalim, kamashahizik, demashba pachos, umashba yosar. Why was the Mishnah misleading? Tiyufta. So we leave it as a kasha on the opinion of Paganiska Knasa. The Mishnah there is against. The Hilchasa Paganiska Knasa. And the Gemara says, but that's what we paskin. Says the Gemara, Tiyufta Vihilchasa. Well, you asked the bomb. Remember, Tiyufta is a very strong question. And Hilchasa, you ask a kasha. And then right after that, Hilchasa, in. Yes. If you look in the Achronim, the B'ir Adav quotes a whole list of Achronim. There are answers to this question. It's not a knockout tiyufta. What's it usually a tiyufta? You have a favor summing against. Here, it's saying, why was the Mishnah misleading? It's not exactly against. So there are other answers. So where it says, tiyufta v'hilchasa in? Yes. Why? Taima mai havi tiyufta mishum deloktani kamoshe hizik lopsikale. Right, and there are other answers given also. The Mishnah didn't want to say that. Why? Kima di chati nezek tsoros. There is a case of chati nezek that you do pay. So the Mishnah didn't want to say pachos. Chati nezek tsoros. Remember our case we mentioned back on Dav Gimel. Tsoros, the animal's walking and a pebble shoots out and breaks something. That is regel, right? That is normal behavior of an animal, and yet you pay half. That's why it didn't say it. Stop there for a moment. We mentioned on Dav Gimel that there was a problematic lashon of Rashi. Right? What is the halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai? Pashis, we know that this is a case of regel. The halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai is that it is chatzi nezek. The only pay chatzi nezek. We mentioned, Rashi seems to say there that it's halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai that it's considered regel. So don't blame Rashi, blame the Gemara. It's the language of the Gemara here. The Gemara says, Hilchaza gemirala demamonahu. It's the Gemara. The Rosh there, if you remember, says, don't take it so literally. What it means is, it's that it's halacha l'moshe b'sinai, that it is mamon that it's mamon that pays chatzi nezek. It's a little difficult, though, to say that. I mean, what's the havamina? That if the animal's walking just normally and the pebble shoots out, it's not regel. What would I have thought? What else it is? Is the chiddush that it's not grama? We'll have to talk about that about the second parak. Why isn't it grama? Right? Why is that considered direct action? Okay, but either way, that was an important discussion we had already on Dav Gimel. V'hashad da'amri palganizka knasa, next line. Now that we say, palganizka is knas, now that we say that, so, says the Gemara, haikalba da'achal imri, v'shunra da'achal tanagola, all of these items that are strange, a dog that eats a big chicken, and a cat that eats, a dog that eats a sheep, and a cat that eats a big chicken, mishunahu, that's strange. And therefore, that's like Karen Tom, which is Knasa, Velo Magvina Babavel. We don't collect Knasos in Bavel. Vahanimili Baravari, there's only by big victims. Avo Bazutre, small chickens and sheep, or Chehu. That would be normal, and therefore, it would be able to be collected. That would be Shane, and it would be able to be collected in court. Before we even continue the line, the two bottom Tosfosim are very important. Again, we don't have time to go through them properly, but Vahashta, Tosfos says, Venire, Didafka Lamandara Paganiska Knasa. This is all according to the opinion of Paganiska Knas, of Olamanda Amar. Paganiska Mamona lo machayev klal, de mehe tesi. Tosis is bothered. What does Paganiska Knasa have to do with strange cases? Right? Aren't they strange cases even according to Mandara Paganiska Mamona? What's the connection between those two? So Tosfos says, no, according to Mandara Paganiska Knasa, you have a precedent for being chayev in strange cases. And that's why other strange cases are also considered a knas, that you should be chayev if we have the power to judge knasas cases. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes here, there's a couple of paragraphs where the Shita says, no, even according to the Mandara Amar Paganiska Mamona, these cases would be chayev. Right? And the Shita, in conceptual terms, brings the two opinions together. That is a major question. Paganiska Knasa, Paganiska Mamona, how far are those two opinions from each other? Are they very different Shitas? Or, even according to one of them, there is some elements of the other one. You ask that about every Machlokas. But here too, Tosfos seems to, never the twain shall meet. The Shita here, in a couple of paragraphs in a row, tries to bridge the gap between the two of them. Okay, let's continue though. We're in the middle of a sentence. Says the Gemara. So these are considered strange, Mishune, and they would not be collected in Bavel. V'itafas lo mafkinan minei. If someone, the Nizak is toe-faced though, grabs the what? Pashas grabs money from the Mazik. Lo mafkinan minei, we let him keep it. The Rush here has about two columns. The source about Tfisa in Shas is the Rush on this line. The Rush discusses, why is that true? Why would you be able to keep that knas? Usually we know, that a knas is only mechuyav when bezin is mechayav a knas. It's not mamon. So usually we would say tafas mafkinon, not tafas lo mafkinon. Is this different than other knasos? Right, there's a column and a half about knasos right here. In the Rush, the end of the first parak in Baba Kama, right here. Everything you want to know about knasos and all the achronim that discuss that Rush. But if you tafas lo mafkinon mine, one way to limit this line is Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosfos right here. You know what this means? Itafas, if the Nizza grabbed the mazik itself, grabs the ox. Not he grabs property, which is usually what Tfisa means. Tafas lo mafkinon, says Rabbeinu Tam, it's the mazik. Itafas, I'm Rabbeinu Tam, dafki itafas amazik atzmo, kugon kelav oshunra ka'amar, to lo mafkinon. But just to grab other stuff, of course you can't do that. That's how he limits this Gemara. Which again reflects the idea we mentioned from Reb Chaim before, that the mazik itself, the shibud is on the animal, and then on the person. Right? This shita also reflects that idea. Rabbeinu Tam shita of tfisa of the mazik itself. Let's continue though, finishing up. V'i amar kabuli zimna da azilna la'arad Yisrael. If the Nizak says, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael to get this case judged, for Knasos, fine, we make him go to Eretz Yisrael. V'i lo azle, if he doesn't go, mishabtinan le, we put him in Cherim if he refuses to go. Uvenkach, uvenkach, mishabtinan le, and anyway, if this person has a dangerous animal in his Rishus, we put him in Cherim anyway until he gets rid of it. Adam asalik azeka, mi de Rebbe Nasan, de tani Rebbe Nasan omer. How do I know that a person is not allowed to have a dangerous dog or anything dangerous, a ladder in his house? Tamalomar, lo sasim damim bivesecha. You are not allowed to have blood in your house. We know that's the Isser Daraisa by Ma'akeh. Ma'akeh is a mitzvah aseh and a mitzvah lo saseh, but the lo saseh is even sometimes maybe more inclusive than the aseh. Any dangerous item in my house must be removed. Right, we've had shiurim in the past about ma'akeh. Is ma'akeh, is the asay just about removing danger? Or is there something above and beyond? There's a positive element. A big nafkamina would be the bracha. Do you make a bracha on ma'akeh? We don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that is purely to prevent danger, to remove a problem. There's no mitzvah on kashering kalim. There's only mitzvah on tevilas kalim. There's no bracha on mayim achronim. Right, there's only a, right, there's what to remove a hazik. So if mak is only about the losas and davim v'secha, you're going to make a bracha. But there is a bracha on makah, right, which would mean that, you know, there is something positive, right? There's a big, fascinating discussion about, is there a mitzvah on makah, a bracha on makah, even if a goy puts it up? Because very often that's what happens. They're the construction guys. Or not. That's a big discussion about makah, but it's based part, one of the sources is Rabbi Nasan right here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But as of tomorrow, we do the last full blot in here in the first parak in Baba Kama. Okay, we'll stop here.